As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
As we promise you every Wednesday on these here airwaves, we check in with Indiana men's soccer. The head coach of the Hoosiers is my great friend, Todd Yeagley. Good afternoon, boss. How are you?
I'm good, Glass. I'm good, thanks.
Thanks for making time, as always, with the nitty and the gritty and all of it coming together, and it comes together quickly this time of year. And last Sunday, Bill Armstrong Stadium, Jerry Yeagley Field, your boys led 1-0 with 3 minutes left to go in a winner-take-all, get a part of the Big Ten championship. And boy, oh boy, Walt Disney wasn't invited to the party. Maryland scores with 3 minutes to go. They win the title outright. So close, 87 really good minutes, and that's a tough one. But as you said after the game, hey, look, that's done with. What's next for these Hoosiers?
We've gotten past it, but you certainly reflecting back, Glass. I mean, it's you've been around a lot of games as I have. You've seen endings that go the way you hope and the way they're going, and the ones that don't, and it kind of tears you apart. In this group in particular, you know, we've done so many good things, but just in some key games, either couldn't get the win or hold on to a late lead. And I thought we did really well against a very good Maryland team and had that game. Although defending late, which you're going to do with them surging, I felt we had enough to hold on. And it didn't happen on the day, but the reality is, you know, that would have been that would have been 7 of 9 for that group, which is remarkable. I mean, I look back of what, you know, if the 2018s were fifth-year seniors, that would have been 7 of 9 titles. So it wasn't one of them. You know, what I always say to the group, we need and will continue to be playing in big games. And, you know, last year we were in both championship games in the Big Ten regular season, similar scenario. We had a chance to win it. We lost that game. This one obviously was a tie, and then we lose in the Big Ten final at Penn State. So we want to be playing those big games. I think this group is in position to play in those, but we have a heck of a lot of work ahead of us. As you know, Penn State is one heck of a team, and that's going to be a tough game Friday.
Well, the other part of that is very interesting that I would hope fans would understand, and you did a great job of painting the picture there before. This wasn't a team that for 20 years had never been in a title game, and all of a sudden their hopes and dreams were dashed. That's not the case at all. And I thought you played really well. It felt like a cup final on Sunday. It was spicy. Tackles were flying in. Coaches were upset. Does that get you ready for the postseason, knowing now that every game you play is an elimination game?
Yeah, it does. It does, Glass. And you want to feel it, you know, kind of before it is like the finality hits you. And you know, you have two shots at that Big Ten title. And when you can do the double, it's special. But, you know, if you come away with one of those titles, you certainly are feeling very good about your year when it comes to Big Ten play. And then we, you know, just not too long ago, we already recapped the game, but we played, you know, I think a team that's a Final Four level team in Kentucky, and, you know, take the weird scoreline out, showed this group like we're right where we want to be performance wise, and the results can be there for us, and I got a lot of confidence in this team that they know and we know the margins are tight. This was not a 2018 rolling over teams. I mean, again, that team was in. Reflecting back, they were the top five of every major statistical category in the country, offense and defense. I mean, and those are unique teams that you have and you get to coach. And obviously that team made it back to the back-to-back Final Four. But this team, similar to some others, like they're good. They got to scrap and claw and make little plays all over the field. When you know that, that also gives me a lot of confidence that they're going to be very locked in on all the small details that we must do to find our way to win these important postseason games.
Your bingo card is full, and I think that's what you're alluding to there, that you've been through all these experiences, so nothing should really sneak up on this team and say, oh, wow, we don't know how to deal or play through that. That experience is paramount. Goals win football games, and I thought that Ryan Wittenbrink's goal was right up there. We don't like to talk about individual plays and a tie that felt like a loss, but, boy, he's really come into his own here this season. I know we talked about it last time, but he keeps adding more layers to it.
He has. I mean, we've had, I think, two set pieces like that this year, and yet when I see it in training, I see how he hits it, and honestly, Tommy hits a very good set piece. Carson does. I'm like, guys, it's coming. You know, we're going to get fouled. I thought we'd get fouled a few more times. Obviously, we've gotten some penalties this year, which I expected. But even some just outside the box that give you that chance. And that's, you know, 30-40% of goals are set pieces. And in any over any length of time, a season, and or a tournament. And when things get tighter, you have to have difference makers in those spots. And I think Ryan getting that goal was massive. For one, the moment in the game, and also for him in the group to know, hey guys, in a tight game, we can make a play like that. And often that's what it might come down to, you know, a set piece, because everything's so evenly matched as you get, you know, into these later stages, that it's going to be a special play. And that was a special play in the day. What I love too is Witt actually wasn't having his best game. He was a little bit off. I mean, in the first 5 minutes, Sammy put a perfect ball in behind, and we had kind of a 3v2, 12 from out. His first touch went right to the keeper, or the defender, and you're like, oh boy. and Ryan usually never has those kind of ill-advised moments. And so he actually didn't play great the first 20 minutes, and then all he needed was that moment. And then I thought he actually came to life a little bit more after the goal in his general run of play. But, yeah, great goal, and the game did feel – it had weather and elements that felt and looked like a tournament game.
Yeah, it was spicy. 1-1 draw. We won't bring up why or how overtime could have helped that, because we haven't had overtime all year. But what we had is a matchup with Penn State on a previous Friday. And what do you do? Do you draw out the game film from that 4-2 clinic? I'll use that word. You don't have to. Or do you wipe the slate clean and try to this is the next season, the second of three you're going to play this year. How do you approach the Nittany Lions? 7 o'clock Friday night, Jerry Yeagley Field, Bill Armstrong Stadium.
Yeah, the latter, as you know. We play these teams throughout the season. We get into postseason play, and, you know, and the game, goals change games, but I do feel that certainly we are as in good or better form as we were, you know, heading into that game. We were very good with our moments, scoring some fantastic goals, and I thought limiting them to very few quality chances. So, you know, if we're able to perform like that, and again, have the execution, you know, great header by Herb in that game, like those little moments were really important for us. Then I feel really good. But, you know, Penn State's coming in equally as edgy, and they have the same thing on the line, and we keep telling that to our guys. There's a lot of people want, what are you willing to do extra, and also have the confidence, you know, in the belief that we are going to come out on top. And it's going to be a battle. No, there's no doubt. I don't expect to have a large margin in goals. If it happens in our favor, class, I'll tip one with you. But the reality is these games get tighter. You know, that game last year, the Big Ten final, I mean, again, that was a tight game. That scoreline did not indicate that game. With them getting a two-goal deficit, you know, the advantage on us. So I think it's going to be tightly played, and they have playmakers, we do. I certainly like where our group is, and I'm confident going to the game, but we got one heck of a test in front of us.
I know you're not going to reveal any state secrets on this program, and I wouldn't expect you to. The rotation at goalkeeper, where does that go into the next phase of this season? Do you decide on one or the other, and what is your rotation look like? Is it time to pare it down, or is still everybody battling and competing for places and minutes?
Yeah, I think we're, you know, as we said, you know, a couple weeks ago, we were addressing our goalkeeper rotation kind of week to week, and I thought JT, you know, had a very good game, made the big save he needed to make in a game like that. You know, low to the near post off their ball, off Competti's serve or the finish from 12 out.
Yeah.
And I thought he handled some really good decisions on when to come. And His punches were good. He didn't leave things kind of hitting around. So I thought it was a very good performance. So, you know, based on performance, JT is ready to roll. And the group, you know, we feel like we're playing the hot hand, if you will. The field players, you know, I think the one player that you'll see more of is Luca Bezzera. And that's been kind of a work in progress to get him to where, you know, you saw some moments against Trine and, you know, the lesser opponent on the day. And Trine's a good Division III program, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's a game we should win, you know, with even our second group if they're playing well. But that goal was fantastic, and I think that really gave him a shot of confidence. And then you throw on top of that, his performance the last 2 weeks in training has been excellent. And so we've been kind of building and you know, Glass, not that you want to force it, but this time of year, if you have a player or, you know, someone coming back from it, something that's a little bit different to give the group a little spark,
yep,
is also important. And that's so not to say he's going to just all of a sudden you'll see him for 60 minutes, but I do feel that you'll see more of Luca. And then from the rest of the group, I think you'll see a pretty similar face as you've seen, you know, plus or minus some minutes. But yeah, there's no other guy we're sneaking, you know, into the game, or no one's fallen off the earth that you won't see. But the bench will get smaller, and we'll go with less subs, as we always have. It's just that's the way postseason is.
That's how it should be. And the Big Ten quarterfinals. Friday night, Bill Armstrong Stadium, Indiana, is the fourth overall seed. If you win, and we hope that is the case, against the Penn State Nittany Lions in the 4-5 matchup, 7 p.m., then, well, it's off to Maryland. That would be interesting. I can put the cart in front of the horse. I don't have a cart or a horse, but you're too busy worrying about Friday. But if we do advance, what is the timeline for the semifinals? And would that be a midweek Wednesday next week?
It would be. Yeah, the kickoffs are already predetermined, 6 and 8 o'clock.
Gotcha.
On the linear network, which is great.
Yeah, big time.
With the new format, so we're not playing a 3 o'clock Wednesday game. And oh man, what I love to have that opportunity, Glass, and you know, it's a fun place to get a victory at Maryland. We got a lot to do to get to that point, but yes, if you scale it out, be a great opportunity if we're able to get into that situation and you know, having an opportunity to go to Maryland and get a result to play yourself into a final would be great. But as you know. It's not coach speak. You gotta get the first job done, and Penn State is a team you typically play in the semi or the final in most years, not your first game. And
they knocked you out last year. Yeah, that's everybody's got an angle this time of year. So let's play well. Yeah. Let's defend well. Mark, let's a little sniffer here or there. Get the ball in the 6-yard box. See what happens. That's right, buddy. Right?
You got it.
This ain't hard. Let's just work harder. Like you said, let's work harder than everybody else and find a couple. Hey, best of luck to you. We'll get caught up with you next week, one way or another. And best of luck to your squad. Friday night, 7 o'clock. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Glass. Appreciate it.